Welcome to DevRaga Personal Finance episode 136. And in this episode, I have an important announcement to make. Before I get into the nitty-gritty of the announcement, let me start by thanking the listeners of this channel over the last 3 years. Yeah, it's been 3 years since I randomly started podcasting about basic financial principles and concepts. I started doing it because I wanted to leave a blueprint for my family in the rare event that DevRaga wasn't around. And I floated it to a few friends and family who listened to it, who liked it, and off I went. I kept releasing more and more episodes as time went on. Now, we have over 10,000 downloads per month consistently, with over 2,500 unique listeners to each episode. And since I started podcasting, we've had over 300,000 plus downloads. Now, I'm pretty impressed with the incredible support and encouragement I've received from my listeners. Ultimately, my mission is in the education space. I want to provide the tools and resources to spark the interest amongst people in the world of finance, particularly for healthcare workers. Now, just a snapshot of the channel so far. 95% of my listeners are based in Australia. This is primarily a podcast channel for Australians, but if you're overseas and listening, and I know some of you are and have contacted me, mainly from the United States, there are some concepts which are universal, like pay yourself first. Most of the other listeners outside of Australia are based in North America, the United Kingdom, and New Zealand. 50% of listeners use Apple Podcasts, and the rest is dominated by Castbox, Google, and Spotify. In terms of demographics, 65% of listeners identify as male, 25% of listeners identify as female, and about 10% haven't specified. Generally, what I've found is that the finance and investing world seems to be dominated by males. But moving forward, I hope to change this. And I hope my episodes will resonate with all genders in the future. In terms of age groups, the predominant age group that seems to be listening to my episodes is between 25 and 45. That seems to be the most popular, although the distribution is across all age groups, even in their 60s. Now, I've calculated that over 135 and now 136 episodes, I've got over 70 hours of content, all available right now. Which means if you wanted to listen to my episodes on the way to the moon, I have enough content for you during your trip. So, Elon Musk, are you listening? I'll have you covered for your Mars trip, hopefully in the future, in case you needed some financial concepts to master along the way. So, Elon, if you wanted to contact me, I'm happy to provide some advice, just in case. Now, most of my listeners are healthcare workers, and no time has it been more obvious than during the pandemic that there is absolutely no point slaving away at work without thinking about ourselves. For those listening to my episodes and not a healthcare worker, and I know some of you are not, this channel is also for you. It's for everyone, but to put things into perspective, it's very common for healthcare workers to absolutely fret over the care of their patients 24/7 and completely neglect themselves. That theme is predominantly across all healthcare workers. It's a repeated phenomenon, and it's a repeated behavioral trait. And I think that's why there's perhaps more higher rates of illness and mental illness, especially amongst healthcare workers, and the pandemic has taken a huge toll of their well-being. No doubt. So if you're listening to this, and next time you get cared for by a doctor, a nurse, a physio, a pharmacist, a dentist, or you go to a hospital or clinic and see the cleaner, or security guard, or ward clerk, or receptionist, or patient assistants, or anyone associated with healthcare, just think about it like this. They have aspirations too. They have families too, and they have personal issues too. The notion that all doctors or dentists make loads of money and life is pretty sweet is probably the most inaccurate things I've come across during my journey of podcasting in the last 3 years. And over the last 3 years, I've talked to hundreds of doctors, dentists, nurses, and other healthcare workers, and some of those conversations have been the most personal conversations, sometimes over an hour on the phone. And it's not always been about money. I feel privileged that there are people and they were able to share some of my most personal and sensitive details to a random doctor. And they were willingly sharing those. And I feel very privileged to be able to listen to those concerns and, you know, provide whatever advice that I could provide. And this was across all age groups, all demographics, all genders, all ethnicities, all professions in healthcare, and all socioeconomic status. And I've learned a lot from those conversations. I call them clarity calls or discovery calls. It's basically a simple phone call to try and break down their thought process and try and reorganize their thinking, and off they go. Now, I don't do it for everyone. I get so many messages via Twitter and Facebook. I just physically couldn't reply to all of them, although I think I'm pretty up to date now. And I couldn't physically have phone calls with all of them. It's only for those people that are really struggling and that really wanted some motivation or needed some direction that I've done it in the past. And I think moving forward, I don't know how practical it would be to keep doing it over the long term. But wherever possible, if you do contact me, I will reply. But sometimes it may take a little bit longer given the popularity of the channel and the show. And the thing is, I debrief with other people as well for my own sake, because I too am prone to making mistakes, whether it be personal, lifestyle, emotional, social, or financial. And I feel like every now and again, we all need a GPS tracker in life to just steer us in the right direction, to get a different perspective. And that's particularly true for finances. And I hope my channel in the past and moving forward will provide that GPS tracker for a lot of people that are looking for that direction. So what's the big announcement? Well, there's actually two announcements, one of which is slightly sad and the other one is more exciting. Firstly, the sad part. This will be the last episode of the Devraga Personal Finance Podcast channel. That is, it's the last episode branded as the Devraga Personal Finance Podcast channel. Devraga is not going anywhere. I'm still here and I will be podcasting moving forward. Now, the exciting announcement is I've decided to amalgamate with My Millennial Money, hosted by Glenn James, and become part of their network. I know many of you already listen to My Millennial Money anyway, and the podcast moving forward will be called My Millennial Money Medical, hosted by Devraga, and the design and the logo elements will change. So why am I doing this? Why this move? That's the obvious question. Now, over the last 3 years, I've been doing my podcast episodes pretty randomly. There's no release date. It was just basically me, my voice, and an iPhone 12 Pro, literally. Not much editing, not much scripting. And I've just become more and more time poor. And I didn't realize my podcast would even rate in the top 100, let alone in the top 20 of Australia, depending on the category of investing or business, etc. Now things are getting more serious. I need help with the production side of things to make it a little bit more professional, because at the moment, I'm just a one-man person doing it all by myself. And I needed to join someone who shared similar values, and I've had a few meetings with Glenn, and it was pretty clear his investing style, his mentoring style, his financial principles and concepts were pretty similar to mine. They're well aligned. And a lot of the conversations we've had wasn't always about money. And my channel, despite numerous requests from hundreds of people wanting to be featured on it over the last 3 years, sometimes for a fee, I just didn't feel comfortable having advertisers or sponsors on board at that stage. But I think now is the right time. It's the right time because I needed support, and I'm looking forward to working together with Glenn and his team on future episodes. Now, the most important thing about all this is that Glenn's network is covered by a financial services license. And this means that I can legitimately use a general advice warning and be covered under the general advice license. This is really important because in recent times, ASIC have really been looking into the financial influencer space. And for what it's worth, I think I'm one of those influencers. Now, what will stay the same? Devraga will stay the same. You get me, I'm still the same. Same guy, same voice, but maybe a little bit better equipment, and I may sound a little bit better. My investing, saving, debt reduction philosophies will not change. The episodes hopefully will be a little bit more frequent, either weekly or fortnightly. And, you know, there might be a particular release day of the week, which provides a little bit more consistency. Same voice, again, better production equipment. So thank you very much, My Millennial Money and its team, for editing and providing the software and hardware support. And one of the things that Glenn and I talked about was autonomy. So I've pretty much have full autonomy on what the episode topics will be. And most of it will be perhaps directed by the listeners, which a lot of the topics that I do at the moment is directed by listeners. They ask me questions and I provide answers and I ask them, hey, this is actually a very good topic that I can take back and, you know, make an episode about it so that other people can benefit from it. And the quality, I hope to maintain the same level of quality, if not more, because I go into a fair bit of detail in my episodes and really go into the nitty-gritties and, you know, the minutiae of the things. And I hope to keep that the same. So I want to make sure that when you listen to an episode, you get complete clarity and picture about that particular topic. And of course, you may want to go and do some more research on it, and that's up to you. But if you're a newbie, you know, I want you to be able to understand the topic to the best of your ability for every single topic. So that level of detail is what I'm really after. Now, what will be different? Now, there are expenses involved with having a financial services license and professional editing and managing the uploading of my shows and socials, all that sort of stuff. So that means there will be show sponsors and there will be ads. And the important thing about that is the ads will not interrupt conversation. And usually at the very start or halfway through or at the end, you'll be told when there is an ad break. And if there's a product or services that approaches us to be featured on the show, I'll disclose it. And it's a sponsored episode, for example, and there'll be show notes of the episode available for you. So, you know, I think it's important that if there's ads, there's disclosure. And Devraga won't allow any financial or medical or other companies to partner with the podcast if I have a view that's not suitable, you know, in my personal views, and or it's not suitable for the majority of my listeners. Not all products or services will be suitable for everyone, but I want to make sure that, you know, if there's an ad on my show, then that reflects my values in terms of my investing, debt reduction, and personal finance principles. And I want to grow the podcast. And hopefully, you know, show partners can be a source of revenue for myself. And that's a disclosure. Because so far I've been doing all this for free and I want to keep the channel for free. I want to keep the episodes for free. And the side effects of that is I've got to be remunerated for the time that I put into these episodes, and that remuneration will come from ads and show sponsors. And generally, there'll be a formal general advice warning in the show notes of every episode and at the start and the end of each episode with a call to action to get help from a professional, not a podcaster, which I do anyway. So, I'm not a financial advisor, accountant, lawyer, or financial planner, nor do I claim to be. My job is to improve your financial literacy and provide you with the tools so that you can go and do your own research, or at least go and speak to your credentialed advisor with some knowledge that you've now obtained. Now, what else? Well, all of this just means that I don't need to worry about scripts, production, and I can solely focus on releasing good quality content. And, you know, things like my Facebook page or my Twitter page, LinkedIn profile, that'll all be the same. And there'll be another podcast channel page and you'll be linked to that. And I still want to do webinars in the future. So that is likely not to change. Now, there'll also be a My Millennial Medical Facebook group. And that's basically just a dedicated page for people that are interested in this show and listen to it, and you can post questions on it, etc. You're likely to need an APRA number to be able to join that. And the APRA number is basically, you know, identifies you as a healthcare worker in Australia. You don't have to be a doctor to join it. You can be a healthcare worker, because I want to expand my listenership outside of doctors and dentists. Most of my listeners are doctors and dentists, and I'm very grateful for the support. But I think other healthcare workers also need support in terms of improving their financial literacy and education. And I'll also have a short survey for you to complete, so I can find out exactly, you know, who my audience is. And that's one of the things that I probably haven't done very well over the last 3 years. I haven't really done much research apart from the bare bones demographic information that I shared with you earlier in the episode. And with more information and more research, I can figure out what topics are of interest and how I can help you. And if you want me to cover a specific topic or content, then you can fill out the survey or you can contact me, and we'll make it all anonymous. So that's the other thing as well. I think there's a fair bit of anonymity in the healthcare space, and that's completely fine. And, you know, I'm anonymous. I don't, you know, divulge my identity when I talk about this sort of stuff, because for better or worse, when you're anonymous, you can be a little bit more transparent, a bit more open, and a bit more humble about some of the financial views and viewpoints and topics and concepts that that I discuss. So that's about it. And before I finish up, I just wanted to read one more review from Apple Podcast about the Devraga Personal Finance Podcast channel. And this review comes from Wall Chemist, titled Transformative Podcast. And they write, "Hi Dev, thank you for this podcast series. I wish I'd come across this a couple of decades ago, as I've lost out on investing over this period, but it's better late than never. However, I have advised my children to follow the principles in your podcast to ensure their comfortable retirement. My friends and I have found your podcast to be EEE, as you say, which is education, empowerment, and entertainment, and I believe it can truly be transformative. Hopefully, financial education will be incorporated into the senior school curriculum. Thank you very much for your wonderful series." That's a great review. Thanks, Walchemist. And don't forget to continue to leave reviews. That's the other thing as well. So you can still leave reviews on the old channel if you want to, or preferably the new channel, and whichever platform you may be using. Once again, thank you very much for the support for the last few years, and I hope to continue to see you on the other side as the host of My Millennial Money Medical. This is Devraga Personal Finance, episode 136. And as always, please make sure you stay safe.